Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is, Taryn Daly. Steve Meigs from the Daily Meigs Morning Show.
Hi.
Doing a little late afternoon duty today.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, somebody does.
Other than children, yeah.
This is your way of getting out of having to hang with your children, isn't that right?
Yeah. It's either this or be home.
Okay, I was going to say, this is...
Uh-oh, fire alarm
going on.
No. No.
No.
I'm not doing this.
I'm not going down.
And I'm going to tell you why.
I will stand.
There's nobody in this building.
They did it earlier today. It was a fire drill. Yeah. All right. They did it this morning at like 10:35. Is what the guy said. So we went out, smoked a cigarette, went to the store. Sorry, I just don't participate. Now they're trying to scrap again. All these hours. No.
Wait. Do you smell smoke? This actually happened one time, and it was not a drill.
There was an actual fire.
So we were on the air.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
So we were on the air. And then this starts going off, but it doesn't say that this is a drill.
And we don't know.
But they
so we're watching people through the glass.
Yeah.
They're kind of leaving, but they're shrugging like, look, we don't know if it's a drill or not.
Yeah.
And finally, our boy Marshawn, I want to say he was the last one out, and he's kind of like mouthing like, I think there might actually be a fire, but I don't know.
So I believe there was a fire above us.
Yeah.
Like in one of the offices.
Now you guys are giving me anxiety. What if there's an actual fire right now?
We were on the air. We did not know what to do.
I mean, I said I wanted
to
go home.
I was going to leave.
Yeah.
I was like, it's a real fire.
Like, let's just go. But this, we know, is just another stupid test.
How many drills do we need for a building with nobody here? The point of a fire drill is that people might die. Well, no one's here.
Look, I said I didn't want to be away from my family for just one afternoon.
Did you
with
pull
you guys.
This?
I didn't know we were going to just die from a fire.
We're going to perish.
Oh, Frankie's
coming. Okay. We got stuff to do, man.
She's got a fire jacket on. What's going on?
Uh-oh. She'll take care of it.
She has a fire jacket
she
on.
She will take care of it.
Oh, my God.
What is
don't
going on
worry.
Here? I have a fire helmet she can wear in the office.
She just gave us the shrug. She doesn't even know.
Is she in the Village People or is she taking this seriously?
Is she mocking us, or is she mad at us?
The fire drill.
Okay.
The hell was
well,
that?
This is a fun way to start the segment.
Oh, now she's looking
we're gonna,
back.
Are we going to put a flame to one?
Well, we knew that
this
they were
going to
do
this.
This
would be the time to smoke.
Yeah, we knew that they were going to do this, but we did not, you know, anticipate it was going to be this time in the afternoon.
Because they said it's at 10:35
well,
in the
this morning.
And
so we
left.
Know that this is a drill. This cannot be true. All right. So
or now that the drill has been successfully done,
okay.
Someone actually lit on fire.
Oh, here we go. That's going to do it the whole segment. I'm sorry, if there's a fire, I'm actually going down to the first floor and I'm getting the hell out of
no,
here.
Wait, is there a fire or are you just saying that?
Do you realize if you go down the steps, you cannot get out of the lobby?
Then what the hell are we doing?
Wait,
you
what,
go
where
down,
do the
you,
steps
you
go?
You go down into the garage in some weird spot by a dumpster.
Now, there's somebody walking casually on their cell phone.
Oh, he's on fire. No, he's not. Oh, that's a woman. I can't see. Okay. Let's get... You've got to be kidding.
It's got to do with all... Yeah.
I know.
Actually, knowing it, it will do it the entire time till we're done.
Yes.
Go to commercial break, it'll shut off.
That's correct.
Well,
that's a door thing.
Okay. Oh, okay, man.
We'll try to talk through it, I guess. What else can we
just
do?
Just ignore the sound in the background.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are.
Yep. Somebody driving right now thinks I got cops behind them.
Oh, no. I know. I was wondering, like, somebody's listening to this chat, like, what is going on at KISW? Jesus. Okay, we know. Okay.
We're so hot.
We know.
We're so hot.
We're just good leaders. We don't want to go down with the ship. We're here.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Let the captain of the Titanic.
The rooms are technically soundproof. They might be fireproof.
We'll find out.
Yeah, exactly. All right, today on Sit and Spin.
Yeah, so when I go next door, you can hear me yell.
These are far from soundproof.
We're going to practice fire drills. No, today on the program, you guys are having a little party on Saturday.
We sure are. Our very first listener party.
And this is, what, 3 to 5 at Chuck E. Cheese in
Tacoma? Yes, we're going to be at Chuck E. Cheese.
It. Do you know how jealous I am about this?
You're more than welcome to come hang out with us.
I know I am.
You should go, Miles.
I am actually going to be in Tacoma. I'm hoping I can be done by that time and I can get my ass over there.
Are you golfing?
Yeah, well, I'm golfing in the morning.
Perfect.
So then I figure I can come over to Chuck E. Cheese in the afternoon.
Have some pizza with us, have a beer.
Right, exactly.
Play some games.
You excited about the ball pit?
Oh, hell yeah.
Do you guys know, do they have men's room IPA on tap yet at the local Chuck E. Cheese?
I don't know, so just bring a sixer.
What are the rules? Now, do I have to grab a kid, like, from the mall or something and bring
Please
him?
Please don't.
How do you
we
do
don't
this?
We're not encouraging any kidnapping.
We're renting children while you're there.
We've heard so many
rules. Because we talked about doing this for a while, and I would always look it up. It's like, I'm pretty sure we got to have kids with us.
I don't know. No one ever told us if we can or can't. We just said, can we have a party? And we're gonna. And she's like, "Well, you realize like, what we are." I'm like, "We're not gonna like have like a crazy raging party. Like, it's bring your kids, come hang out. It's a chance for people to actually hang out with us and not get a babysitter."
Are you bringing your kid?
I'm bringing Tatum.
Oh, really?
All right.
Yeah. So you're bringing Barrett?
I'm bringing Barrett.
I worry our crowd would be a crazy party at Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
Miles is gonna babysit both of our kids so that we can hang out with listeners.
Hey, I'll stop by. I mean, you know, if they want to get into some games and stuff. I mean, like racing games, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all about that. Oh, you've got to be freaking kidding me!
Come on, guys.
Jesus Christ.
It's 3 to 5 p.m. Saturday in Tacoma. Join us and Miles, apparently.
I'm definitely going to try to stop by on that one. Okay, so today. Oh, by the way, that is 420. So today, in honor of your party at Chuck E. Cheese, we have 10 songs about weed. 10,
number 10.
Everybody must get stoned.
Are you going to play this on Saturday? I mean, it is 420.
Now the alarm actually works with this song.
Yeah!
It kind of does.
Kind of a circus feel.
This is the weirdest episode of Sit and Spin ever.
At Chuck E. Cheese on 420. Is this really what you guys came up with?
Yes.
Okay. I bet it sounds like this inside the Chuck E. Cheese.
You know it does.
Just absolute mayhem.
Chaos.
Sirens going off. Kids running around. Hey, we have people screaming.
And if you come, we've got the special loft up above. Apparently, there's like a big loft that overlooks the entire Chuck E. Cheese.
I'll give you $20 to jump into the ball pit from there.
Oh, my gosh.
If the window's open,
yeah, man,
I'll do it.
Awesome.
That 10 songs awesome. About weed on Sit and Spin.
Number nine. And now I want to go the lines with Jesus.
All right.
Oh, Taryn, you just fell into your own world over there, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know this song.
Oh, you don't know Brewer and Shipley?
Do
Brewer
you?
Brewer and Shipley. No, I just know this song.
Yeah.
Is this a one-hit wonder?
I believe
so.
Is this a hit? I've never heard this before in my life.
That's because you were 2 years old. It was 1971.
Like a hit.
Thank you,
Dan. Yeah.
Our hit song.
10 songs about weed on Sit and Spin.
Eight, number eight.
All right, now we're going.
Yeah.
I think
that
it's
is
one of the
my favorite line.
Best quotes about weed.
So, I love you.
Love you. Love you.
Biting into a Big Mac.
I love you.
Like, who's ever said that after doing anything?
I'm guessing this is early in his weed career.
I would guess so.
If you're singing I love you to weed, like, okay, you have not been smoking long, but good on you, brother.
He just discovered it, kind of like Aaron Rodgers with mushrooms, and all of a sudden he just wants to tell everybody about it.
All right, can't shut up about it.
10 right. songs about
Enough,
weed.
Enough, Aaron, you tried acid.
Right. Oh, that was the horn. I thought that was the siren again.
I guess this song was made famous when I was growing up by Musical Youth.
Yeah. Yes, that which would be was the, like the reggae version.
Which
yes.
was even more ironic because it was a bunch of kids singing about smoking weed.
There was children.
And they were like 5, 6 years old.
It's so weird.
And half of the time if you watch the video, all of them got spliffs in their hands.
Yeah, they're smoking weed and kids like, telling other kids so where to pass weird. The joint.
It was like number one. It was a huge. Huge hit.
Man, they party different in Britain.
Yeah. Yeah. These are 10 man. Songs about weed.
Six. Number six.
Take me to paradise. Do you love me, Mary Jane?
Yeah. Damn. I'm pretty sure the only yeah. time that Rick James smoked weed was to come down off of cocaine.
Okay, and that is the drug.
Right, it's a famous weed song, but he's famous for cocaine.
I know. I cover weed, too.
The 420 party with the Daily Mix Show is Saturday from yes. 3 until 5 yes. at the Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma.
Five, number five.
Well, let me get to the point. Let's roll. Another joint, turn the radio loud. I'm too long.
I just love this song.
Like, it's not poetic, but it's so succinct.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, Wildflowers was a good album.
Yeah, and he's so specific about roll a joint. Yeah. Like, I would, you know, grew up Catholic, so you have, like, Friday night Catholic club or whatever. We would put this on all the time, because they told us once not to.
You guys are so edgy.
We were.
And then last, Dance with Mary Jane. That's yep. another one.
That's a great one.
These are 10 songs about weed on Sit and Spin.
Four, number four.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got high.
It still blows my mind that he sings about being all chill and high, and he punched a woman on stage once.
Yeah. I don't think it's working.
Yeah, man.
I hope it wasn't during the song.
That video is still one of the most epic videos I've ever witnessed in my entire life. I didn't even bother to look without even missing a beat. Just boom. Laid someone out.
10 songs about weed.
Number three.
How high? So high that I can kiss the sky.
How sick.
So sick that you kiss my...
Ooh, nice edits there.
You can what?
Thank you.
What did he say, Mike? We'll never know.
Was it Redman or Method Man?
It was both.
That was Redman. I mean, it's both of them, but that was Redman that said the line. I mean, they made a career out of smoking weed. They had a movie called How High.
How High. Yeah.
That was a great movie.
Yeah.
I mean, relatively. Underrated movie.
Yes. Yeah. They're going to sell a lot of pizza that day, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine how many? Well.
And Chuck E. Cheese, apparently, they have a new pizza formula that was developed sometime during, I think, the COVID years.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is that what it is?
They called it Pasquale's, and people would order it online not knowing that they were buying Chuck E. Cheese's pizza. Yeah.
Okay. Because people wouldn't have bought it online. Is the rat still a part of the deal, like the animatronic
stuff? No, but there's a mascot, and they promise that the mascot will hang out with us in the lounge.
Yeah.
And Miggs wants to wear the costume, but we have not been cleared for that yet.
How do you think the mascot feels about this? Like, just, please, guys, do not make me
Ted,
do
you
this.
Guys should go as Bert and Ernie again, man. It's 420 at Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm just like, Steve, you can't be dressed as the rat. Your kid's going to be there. Don't
worry. Are Bert and Ernie allowed in Chuck E. Cheese? Is that cross? Like, could they go into Disney World? Would that
I
be
feel
okay?
Like mascots should like, allow other mascots.
If I'm dressed up as Bert or Ernie, can I walk into Disney World? Are we cool with that? I'm just saying.
I don't know, man.
I'm just saying.
I know. Number two.
You can't be here. You're such me street characters.
What, like a motorcycle club?
What do you mean I can't be here? No. You're Sesame Street. Get out. What'd I do?
Did you guys, any of you see Cypress Hill in concert?
No,
I have not.
And just the smoke cloud that hangs over the crowd the entire time. Oh, yeah.
First time I ever got stoned was with Cypress Hill.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
That's like starting the bar. Like, the bar's way up here.
I was at my college radio station. They're like, oh, go get some liners. You know, like, hey, this is Be Real from Cypress Hill, and you're listening to WPLT in Plattsburgh. So I go there. I'm waiting outside the tour bus. Waiting. Finally, open up. It's exactly what you'd expect from a Cypress Hill tour bus. There's just this cloud of smoke that comes out. Yeah. And Be Real's like, yeah, you want to come in and do it? And play Sega Genesis with us. And I'm like, sure. And then they're like, do you want to smoke some weed? And I'm like, I mean, how do I say no?
It's Cypress Hill.
How did you end up doing the rest of the day?
I got lost going home. Yep. I was walking home and got lost.
I smoked two joints at night.
Before Sublime made this song popular.
All right, Thurl, ask him the question with the Sublime song. It's always a bong hit at the beginning of the song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I smoked two joints.
Not these guys.
Yeah. We're like, dude, that's a bong.
Right, get it together.
That is not a joint, you posers.
Yeah. Saturday is 420, your first party at the Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma from 3 until 5. Absolutely free. Stop by, play some games, bring the kids.
Yes.
Get some pizza.
It's going to be chaos. Can't wait.
Meet Chuck E. Cheese.
All the people.
You know
all
what his people. Middle name is?
I do.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
All the good Ted.
Not get a fun fact past me.
That'll be a fun party. Okay, coming up, we will drink and toast for the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.